Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him. Thank Him. It's funny. I'm like in this between like work and everything that's going on. I literally, my brain cannot handle more adversity. You know, I can't look at the news. I can't. I can't hardly deal with anything outside of my little bubble. And I just, you know, there's been many people and many situations. There's nothing that you've gone through that people before you haven't already gone through. And God talks about that in His Word. But when you start to rely on God and you can get kind of honed in and know that God's peace, He's there for you. He's taking care of you. He's cut the path. You just got to just sit there and, you know, open the doors you need to open, close the doors you need to close. Show me what to do, specifically in my situation. Just walk me through this, because I'm not sure like what to start on, what not to start on, where to go. But knowing that God's hand is in all of it, it's a comforter. And I don't see... If you don't have that trust, if you don't have that firm conviction, if you don't know the Word, if you're just lost, I don't see how you, I don't know how you do it. I really don't. You got to get your nose in the Word. You got to start to read this stuff, and you got to start to believe it, and you stick to it every day. Every day, if you wake up and you read the Word, make it a point, 5-10 minutes. I do 20. I started with 20 every day. It'll change your life. And you can get to that place where you're in a state of peace. If you go to, which that means you're in a, it's a spiritual state where you're undisturbed by the outside world. You're undisturbed. It's a state of well-being. If you go to chapter 27 of Psalms, I read this today and kind of laughed. If you go to chapter 27, verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell." No matter what's going on in your life, who's your light? Who's your salvation? What do you and who do you rely on? Do you rely on yourself? Do you rely on your five senses? Or do you put your trust in God? And that's why I always, like, David blows me away. The amount he just loved God and talked about God and relied on God, even when he messed up, because he did some serious, I mean, he killed a dude for his wife, messed up. And yet he always trusted in God. Verse 4, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in this time," or "for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock." Rock is a symbol for firmness. The only thing he wanted was this, to dwell in the house of God all of the days of his life. What do you want? What's important to you? If you jump to verse 11, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path." I mean, a plain, yeah, that'd be nice. Just lead me in a very simple path. The complications right now that we're going through, I mean, I can't even express to you the amount of things that are going on. And I just, this stuff hits me. "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path." I don't want it to be complicated. I don't want it at all, at all. Verse 13, "I believe that I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Now, the heart is the seat of your distinctive character, and what you think about makes you you, as he thinketh, so he is. Strengthen my thoughts. "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen thine heart." He will strengthen your thoughts. I want to finish up with this. If you go down to verse 6 in chapter 28, "Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications." And supplications are those prayers of personal need. "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. The thing is, God knows his people. God knows you. You just gotta choose God. Don't live in the five senses that walks towards corruption. It's in direct opposition to God. You walk in the spirit, the new spiritual state. It's Holy Spirit that you have, the power from on high, the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. You just got to utilize it. We live in a tremendous time. Don't be fearful for anything. Be anxious for not one thing, but in all things through prayers to God and supplication, which are prayers of personal need, with thanksgiving, let those specific requests be declared unto God. And that peace, which is the state of undisturbed well-being from God, will strengthen your heart. It'll settle you. And that's my prayer for you. I hope God takes care of you like he's taking care of me. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, it's always to God. It's never to Jesus Christ. It's to God. But you lift it up in the name of Jesus Christ with that sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, when the four corners, I want to hear it. I don't have the fear in it.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much just for today. I pray for just you guide and direct my steps and show me exactly what needs to get done and on what time frame and how to manage all this. I thank you and pray for the healing of my brother, that his hand gets back to 100%, that the pain is lowered and that he gets, you know, full function, full strength, full healing, or full nerves or whatever, full feeling back in his hand. Again, I thank you for the times of my life and for everything that's going on. I pray for each and every one of our employees or everybody that we work with, that you just take care of them and that the product that gets out blesses those who it touches. I thank you also for your believers, that you bless them. And I pray for our country and everything that's going on, and that you just take care of each and every situation. And I'm very, very thankful for your son and what he did for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.